Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
We got champions crowned, we got a championship matchup, and we have breaking news here on Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80.
I hate it.
Mike Golic Jr. and a very
frustrated...
They
always find a way.
Janae Agumake. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We're going to talk to Stanford women's basketball's head coach, Tara Vanderveer, the all-time winningest coach in women's Division I history, the national championship coach, breaking a 29-year drought at Stanford. But Janae, I swear... the news gods were watching you all day live your best life. Our proud Stanford alum, one of the all-time greats in a Stanford uniform. Janae, I heard you on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning. I've seen you on SportsCenter, on The Jump, and you have been glowing in this victory. And apparently, the news gods don't want to see you be great on your own show.
Apparently, the Jets have to find a way to enter the chat. They always do, don't they?
They always find a way, Janae. And anyone wondering why Janae is upset right now at news that would normally be great for us wall to wall, Adam Schefter, our ESPN NFL insider, is just reporting that the New York Football Jets are trading Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers for a 2021 sixth-round pick and a second and fourth-round picks in 2022, sources tell ESPN. So, Janae, we have sat here and debated what the Jets are going to do with two and with their former starting quarterback, Sam Darnold, and we get those answers on the day where you just want to celebrate and gloat about the pack being all the way back.
It's all good, and I think this is some of the hardest parts of sports. It's the poker face. It's the stories we tell ourselves while real business happens behind the scenes. It was not too long ago that newly acquired Corey Davis, I believe, said, hey, I came here assuming that Sam is our guy, but really business was being had. And this is crazy. Junior, what? Oh, my gosh. I have lunch in my back of my throat. Junior, and also, like, from screaming all last night at the Stanford game
screaming.
In San Antonio. Yeah, it was screaming. It was both of it. What's your instant, you know, analysis on what this move?
Instant analysis? I love this. And for the price, because we had heard rumblings and reporting that the Jets had gotten offers on Darnold, but it wasn't to their liking. I love the fit with Carolina for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, we know and believe that Matt Rhule and that group, that coaching staff there, are going to be one that friendly offensively to a quarterback with that kind of talent. Teddy Bridgewater last year, some success, but they clearly decided he wasn't their long-term plan. And so they looked at their draft position and said, it looks like we're going to see the top four quarterbacks go off in the top four picks. We know we've got a longer timeline, and that, to me, is the best match here. They brought Matt Rhule on, and they signed him to that six-year deal, understanding this was going to take some time. And so... you've got the time to roll the dice on Darnold here for a pretty low price tag draft capital-wise. Figure out if he can be the guy, if you can salvage some of that talent with Joe Brady, him, and that great offense. Or if not, in a year when you've got to decide on his fifth-year option or possibly extending him, you could still hit reset, and it's not nearly as detrimental as some of these teams that might have had to pay a bigger price tag. So I love the move. It sends a clear message on the Jets side. They're going to hand the keys over to whoever they pick at two, likely Zach Wilson. And I think Carolina is in a position to gamble on the talent upside that we know Sam Darnold still has at just 23 years old.
Yeah, this is all fascinating. And obviously, like you said, on any other day, I'd be like, oh, great, let's break all this down. But we got to put some respect on what happened last night, Junior.
Yes. We do.
Please.
It is time to put some respect on what happened last night. And what happened last night is the Stanford Cardinal beat the Arizona Wildcats 54-53. They win the NCAA title in the women's tournament. They break the 29-year drought. Janae, I heard you say all day that you are as old as the gap between Stanford championships, but that gap is no more. And the coach that got it done, Tara Vanderveer, Stanford women's basketball coach, joining us now on the Goodyear Hotline. Coach, congratulations on being a national champion now for the third time.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on with you. And thank you, Chiney, for coming to the game. It was great seeing you there. And NECA and your dad. We're obviously thrilled to have won the championship.
Coach, I really appreciate you joining. I know you have a very, very busy day ahead. But, you know, we've heard a lot from you. And, Coach, you are probably one of the most humble people I am so fortunate to know. But for you personally, on your journey as a coach, what does this national championship mean to you?
You know, Jay, I love to coach and I love to teach. And I love it when our team does really well. And so I think this is just, you know, it's just saying our team is doing the right things and that we've done a good job teaching. We just came back to Maples, Janae. We're going to be in a parade around campus in a COVID parade with convertibles.
Oh, yes.
I think it's really exciting for our team to know that there are a lot of people out there that, you know, really appreciate their hard work, really appreciate their grit, and all the things that our team has done. So it's, you know, it's really fun.
Chinay Golick Jr. here. Chinay Ogwumike and Mike Golick Jr. joining us here. And Coach Tara Vanderveer, I mean, this is really special, not only to watch what the team was able to do 29 years in between times for championships, but can you sort of take people behind the journey of what you experienced? I saw it, a long road trip, but I don't think a lot of people really understand how much perseverance it took to get to that title.
Well, a couple things, Chinay. Michael, the county that we live in, Santa Clara County, closed down in November, so we had no place to practice, no place to play. So we had to go on the road, and we went to Las Vegas. So we were in Las Vegas for about 10 or 12 days, and we came back to Northern California out of our county and played Cal, and then we went to Southern California. And then our team never went home for Christmas. They, you know, they stayed in a hotel, and then we went to Arizona for a week, and we played Arizona January 1st. And we kept coming. We never came home. We went to Santa Cruz for our quote home games at the Warrior G League facility, you know, the Santa Cruz Warriors. And then we would go on the road, and we'd leave early. So we'd, you know, we'd have Monday off, and then we'd get on the road and go on Tuesday. So it has been a very, very long year. And I think that some of the resilience and the determination that we learned from being on the road and, you know, all the things we had to do helped us on the court.
Talking to Tara Vanderveer, the head coach of Stanford women's basketball, national champions in 2021. Haley Jones named most outstanding player for the NCAA tournament. Coach, you've gotten to coach some greats like my co-host in Chinay, her sister NECA, and now Haley added to that list. When it comes to her and this year's team, among all those great groups, what allowed them to get over the hump? What made them be the ones able to cross this finish line in a way that hadn't happened for a while before?
You know, a great question. You know, it's just sometimes it's just the stars are in alignment. And, you know, Chinay and NECA, Jane Appel, Candace Wiggins, I could go through a list of just really, you know, so many great players. Kate Starbird, just fantastic players, fantastic people that we are on their shoulders. This was a win for all of the Stanford women's basketball players that have sacrificed and poured their heart and soul into our program. So Chinay is a winner today, too.
I genuinely appreciate that, Coach. Coach, what was your favorite moment from yesterday? And it could be big or it can be small.
Wow, Chinay. You know, I think it was seeing our team so happy after the game. You know, when, you know, I'm not just rushing the floor, but just little things of we sat in a circle after the game and kind of talked about how much we knew that this circle was never going to be the same again, you know, and that, you know, we kind of have come full circle. You know, I'm really proud of the great effort that our team made, the outstanding plays. And I also want to give a shout out to Adia Barnes and the Arizona team and just what a great run they had. I also think that the Pac-12, Chinay, as you know, is just a terrific conference. And, you know, we were ready for the tournament because we play against such great teams day in and day out.
Coach Tara Vanderveer, head coach of the national champion Stanford Cardinal women's team, with us here on Chinay and Golick Jr. I was going to say, you know what? It's one of those things. If I won a national championship now for the third time, I would want people to say it every time they talked about me too. But, Coach, we know you've got a parade to get to. We're very excited to see you guys get to enjoy some of the fruits of your labor in this spot. But I'm curious for you. We talk about this gap. We talk about how long you've been the standard in college basketball. From then until now, what have you learned? What have you taken away most from this time leading up to this national championship victory that you think helped you as a coach?
Well, I mean, just, you know, every year, just, you know, the competition is so good. I watch a lot of basketball, whether it's WNBA, pro, and, you know, NBA, college. I think the speed of the game, the analytics of the game are what I've gotten into more and more. But I think you just have to keep it fun too. You know, you can't overanalyze, you can't overcoach it. The game, Pete Newell, a great coach, once said to me, you know, the game is overcoached and undertaught. So I try to really do a good job in practice of teaching the game.
Coach, congratulations. I was so blessed and fortunate to watch you make more history. I know it's been a remarkable season, an unprecedented season, but honestly, just want to say love you. We're proud of you. And most importantly, keep it going. We are always rooting
for
you.
All right, Janae, love you too. And thank you so much for having me on.
That is the great Tara Vanderveer, Stanford's head coach, national championship head coach for the third time in your career. Kind enough to join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
Yes.
She needed to tell you that you were a winner last night because you have been acting every bit like the winner that you should in this spot. I am proud of you.
How did I enter the show today?
Oh, in style, just yelling at all of us. Jeanette, I was wondering if I should even turn my mic on for this first segment.
The plan was to cut your mic for the whole 3 hours, but then what had happened? The Jets.
The
really?
Jets.
Really?
And we will
really?
Get to... We will get to, by the way, Chinee, you know what this means now, this trade.
What does
we're officially
mean?
Done with Sammy and the Jets.
Sammy and the Jets. This will be the final show. But hey, congrats, Stanford.
Yes.
Congrats, Coach Vanderveer. That's my coach. That's my mentor. That is literally my everything. And I am so proud that they won the national title last night.
It is incredible. So again, the Stanford Cardinal are your 2021 national champions in the world of women's college hoops. We'll have plenty getting you ready for tonight's matchup on the men's side. Gonzaga and Baylor are going to square off. The first preseason 1-2 matchup, I believe, in NCAA tournament history, which is incredible. But coming up next, let's get you every angle of the departure of Sammy from the Jets next on ESPN Radio.
I love it.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agumake. Our thanks to Tara Vanderveer, Stanford women's basketball's national championship head coach, for joining us in the last segment. If you missed it, check out the podcast. Great stuff. As Janae officially got the go-ahead, not like she needed it in the last 24 hours, to claim this national championship as well. Janae, you were down there on site too, which looked like a great time in San Antonio. I was most happy for Peter Agumake, your dad, who seemed like he was rightly getting the attention he deserved.
Give his title, please.
Oh, Peter Agumake, sorry, our ESPN Radio space correspondent and
Thank
father
you.
Of Chinee Agumake.
Thank you. Put some respect on his name. No, my dad is literally everyone's favorite. And thank you guys so much on TV, our Plus side, for showing photos. If you can, check out Plus. It was special. My sister and I, Coach Tara, first of all, I'm claiming this because she said I literally can't. She's like, Chinee, you are a winner too? All right, bet. Put it on my Wikipedia. All right? But, you know, it was really special because my sister and I gave our blood, sweat, and tears. I'll never forget. The highest moment was when we beat UConn my freshman year. Huge win for us. My lowest moment when we lost to UConn my junior year. Got blown out. I stayed in the arena, was crying my eyes out up in the top of this, you know, stands. And like, there were those moments that people don't know about. And now finally, 29 years in between, the longest time in between, the biggest gap for a head coach in any sport, D1, between titles. Like, just mentally think about how much you had questions. My sister went to 4 Final Fours. I went to 3. And like every time, oh, so close, but don't get over the hump. So close, don't, you know? So this was a huge championship, not just for the Stanford team, but like 29 seasons of top-notch players that feel like finally, all right, we're back. We did it, and we got what we deserved.
Janae, hearing you talk about the fact that you just turned 29, you are as old as that drought between championships, made me realize that I am only a year older than Notre Dame football's drought between national championships. Their last one in 1988. I was born in 1989, and so now I'm stuck in the place that you just got out of, and I've watched you live your best life today in the way that I think anyone would like to, Janae. And this is now the tension in the show, because Chinee wants to celebrate rightly the way all of us would want to in this situation. And the Jets just decided to trade Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers. So now it's time for some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So for anyone that missed it, ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter is reporting that the New York Jets have traded Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers for a 2021 sixth-round pick and then a second and fourth-round picks in 2022. Sources telling ESPN Adam Schefter followed up saying Carolina and the Jets had been talking for weeks. The Panthers' compensation kept creeping up and up and up to where it came today. Now, seeing some reporting out there, Chiney, that the Carolina Panthers considering picking up Sam Darnold's fifth-year option, giving themselves 2 years of rookie control on his deal. He's going into the fourth year, the final year of that rookie deal before the option. And I think that where the Panthers were in the draft and wanting to make sure, because Sam Darnold was really the only name left out there when we talked about the quarterback market for this offseason that was going to be viable in a lot of ways, because again, we acknowledge the legal issues that are going on with Deshaun Watson that make that a non-starter football conversation right now. This seems like, to me, Janae, Carolina taking a calculated risk, saying with Joe Brady as our offensive coordinator and Matt Rhule as our head coach, we're going to give Sam Darnold better weapons that he's had and a real opportunity to see if there's something there. And if it doesn't work, it won't be that difficult for us to move on, especially knowing this coaching staff's timeline in Carolina.
Now, Junior, you know, it's tough because a lot of people I think are split on Sam Darnold. And it's funny because this is when I spoke on, you know, the jump earlier, and we're talking about Steph Curry. Like, can he lead a team? Can he not? We get in those same type of debates. You know, in the NFL, a lot of people are like, all right, like, does he have enough of a supporting cast? We all say no. But then sometimes you think, well, you should be able to still transcend that in moments. This seems like you just said, you know, the last man standing available. We know that obviously the Carolina Panthers were shooting their shot. I remember seeing them like trying to make a package for Matt Stafford. And even we heard rumblings about them giving up potentially Christian McCaffrey for Deshaun Watson. And we all know how things slowed down based on his personal situation. And now it seems like the last man standing, Sam Darnold, given, you know, not being in the draft for consideration, it seems like this was the choice. Do you think it was as risky as it seems to be, considering his reputation leaving New York?
I think Chiney and Chiney Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, I think there's always going to be some risk in this. They probably paid a little more price tag line than most people were willing to at this point. I thought it might just be one third or something in that range for them. But I'll say this is, quarterbacks, and I've heard Dominique Foxworth bring this up, are so probably more dependent on their surroundings, even the majority of first rounders, than we get them credit for. And Sam Darnold is now being handed, outside of the offensive line, a markedly better and more consistent situation than he's ever had. He's getting that fresh start that I've been saying around here he needs for a while to get out of that Jets building where he had so much turnover, so many things constantly changing around him. So much change around a young player, especially at that position, is always going to hinder growth. So maybe he gets to an offense now that's more quarterback friendly, needs to invest some in their offensive line for him, that's going to give him a real chance to find out, the best chance maybe he has left to find out if he can play at a high level in this league. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Janae, we'll get to a lot more of that as the show goes along.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Stanford, a lot more of Stanford, but it's okay.
We will also get to a lot more Stanford. I'm not going to deny you the ability to celebrate around here because we want to get to the best day in everyone's sports lives coming up soon. But coming up next, this was not the only news for Carolina or Carolina Blue. Big news about the next head coach of the UNC Tar Heels. We'll get to that after this word from DraftKings.
Now, it's everyone's favorite tournament of the year. The golfers are in Augusta, Georgia to compete for the coveted jacket. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the center of the action by giving you a shot to land in the green. Oh, I love that. This week, DraftKings is giving you a free shot at $1 million top prize when you download and sign up using promo code CJR. If you haven't tried DraftKings, guess what? This is the time. It's so easy to play. Pick six golfers, stay under the salary cap, and submit your lineup before the tournament tees off early Thursday morning. The more red numbers they have on the leaderboard, the closer you'll be to getting and winning some green. Rack up points for pars, birdies, finishing position, and more. Download the DraftKings app right now and use code CJR during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at the $1 million top prize. That's code CJR in case you missed it. And you can get a free shot at the $1 million top prize only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Now, UNC basketball, UNC hoops last week with a huge retirement. And this week, they have their new head coach. What does Herbert Davis at the helm mean for Carolina moving forward? We'll get to that right after this. It's Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live. Congratulations, Stanford Cardinal, on ESPN+. I'm going to do that all the time.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Stop. Drop. Go ahead.
I knew it. All I got to do is wait. Janae is ready for her moment today. But the New York Jets apparently were ready for theirs. Sam Darnold heading to the Carolina Panthers. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN here on Janae and Golic Jr. New York fans, how are we feeling right now? The Jets have made their intentions clear. 888-SAY-ESPN. How do you feel about what you got in return for Sam Darnold and that haul there and the message it sends about the future of this franchise?
Okay, in fairness, Stanford fans, call in too if you want to celebrate the title as well.
888-729-3776. Janae and Golic Jr. is an equal opportunity show.
We're going to be fighting.
This is my favorite part because Janae came in here and has openly admitted this was supposed to be a three-hour victory lap for you and the Cardinal, Janae.
Yes. And they won't let me be great. But it's okay. We got to do our jobs. So you make sure we talk about what we need to talk about. You know, Sam Darnold and then obviously UNC with the new head coach. I will make sure the Cardinal get their day in the sun.
That's all I want because, Janae, I am very jealous. Like, as a Notre Dame football alum and graduate and fan who has watched this team not win a championship since 1988, I want what you're having. And so I want to let you have this moment because Lord knows if it was me, I probably wouldn't even be at work today. I would be so turned up. So
you would not.
There is no chance about that. Now, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your home, auto, motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. And you did mention the other news that we have going on in Carolina, North Carolina. Men's basketball program set to hire Hubert Davis as its next head basketball coach. He's been an assistant under Roy Williams for the past 9 seasons in Chapel Hill. And for more on this hire, we're delighted to go to the Goodyear Hotline now and welcome in C.L. Brown, UNC beat writer for the News and Observer. He's with us here now. And C.L., we appreciate the time. So this expected to be the hire, and we heard Roy Williams in his press conference, his retirement press conference, talking about what role he wanted in the hire. This seems to be what he was looking for in this situation. Is that safe to say this was his vote of confidence?
I would say so. I think we can really go back to 2012 when he brought Hubert in from College Game Day. I mean, he wasn't really actively seeking out coaching jobs at that point. But Roy Williams saw something in Hubert that he saw in himself, because both of them, people around the country who are not familiar with Carolina basketball, it can be a bit cultish, if you will. That's for lack of a better word. And they really value people who have come through the system, especially someone who had played under Dean Smith as Hubert did. And Roy Williams believed Hubert Davis loves Carolina basketball in the same way. Well, not just Carolina basketball, but the entire University of North Carolina and Chapel Hill in the same way that Roy reveres it. And I think it kind of started there. And Roy felt like, you know, if he could bring Hubert in and kind of groom him, he would be ready once Roy, whatever day that was, decided to step down, that Hubert could take over. And I think that's what he's done. He made Hubert Davis the head coach of the junior varsity team, which a lot of colleges did away with once freshmen became eligible, you know, way back in the day in the 70s. And Hubert coached that team for 8 or 9 seasons, I think 8 seasons of his stay here. So it also helped him kind of get acclimated to thinking on the fly, putting in his own systems and kind of making those head coaching decisions that now he will make, you know, before the nation and world in real time.
C.L. Brown, News and Observer at UNC beat writer, and also Tar Heel grad yourself. I see what you're doing out there, joining us on Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. And you spoke of Roy and his decision-making and how he decided to, you know, handle this transition. At the retirement press conference, he said something really insightful and interesting. He said, "I'm not the right right man for the job anymore." What do you think he meant by that, and why do you think that applies to Hubert?
I think some of it just had to do with, I think Roy had grown tired of, you know, what he saw college basketball becoming, and didn't really necessarily want to make those changes to stay up to speed with it. With the transfer portal, the way it is, he said in his press conference, that's not what made his decision, but it confirmed it. You know, Roy Williams is old school, you know, he's about relationships. He's about your word. And he's about, you know, trying to develop kids and give them time. Well, kids that he's recruiting now don't necessarily want to wait a whole 4 years or 3 years to get their chance to shine. So I think it's part of, you know, just the changing landscape of college basketball to why he felt like he couldn't, you know, he didn't want to deal with it anymore. And the last two seasons have been tough. I mean, 14 and 19 was his first losing season as a head coach last season. It kind of got overshadowed by COVID and not having the NCAA tournament for anyone. So, you know, it's kind of like last season was a bit forgotten. But, you know, Roy really took that to heart. And possibly if they would have had a better season last year, he might not have come back anyway for this past season. But he said that he couldn't go out, you know, at 14 and 19. So this season was difficult just trying to get it. They had six freshmen in the rotation, and it was always a challenge to trying to get them to buy into what he was doing or how he wanted them to play. Shot selection and turnovers were a problem all season with this group, and he just didn't feel like he was pressing the right buttons anymore. So even though outside looking in, you know, they're still going to send De'Ron Sharpe to the NBA draft as a one and done, who, you know, may be a top 20 pick. I mean, from the outside, it still seems like, you know, obviously Roy could have gotten it done, but, you know, it's about the standards he held to himself, and he just didn't feel like he was reaching these kids in the same way.
Follow him on Twitter, at CL Brown Hoops. Again, North Carolina expected to hire Hubert Davis as its next head basketball coach after nine seasons as an assistant. CL, we appreciate the time and the insight, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
CL Brown again, UNC beat writer for the News and Observer.
May I say something?
Yes, please.
One of the best headshots we've seen on ESPN+.
Strong to quite strong, yes.
Yeah, and bow listen, tie.
You got to come correct in these spots here. That's putting your best foot forward there, mm-hmm. as North Carolina believes they've done here. But 888-729-3776. Have the Carolina Panthers put their best foot forward? Jets and Panthers fans, we want to hear from you about both sides of this trade. 888-SAY-ESPN. We'll get to what this means for the future with Matt Rhule and for the quarterback already in Carolina at this point in time. Next on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us
up,
on the Goodyear
Hotline. Card is up. Card is up. Stanford up. Stanford up. Card is up. Oh, sorry. Were you doing something? My fault.
Janae Agumake is still living her best life around here as she celebrates the Stanford Cardinal winning the 2021 National Championship in Women's College Hoops. I would be too, Janae. Like, I would be legitimately mad at Sam Darnold, at the Carolina Panthers, at Adam Schefter for breaking this news that Sam Darnold has now been traded to Carolina on this day that was supposed to be your day right now. Like, you got to talk to Schefter about this and tell him to hold this for a day or something.
Right. Next time I will give Schefter and Woj a very stern group text. But honestly, I'm thinking, Junior, usually I have the keys of the final hour on Mondays. You're going to have to keep the keys for the whole 3 hours today because I don't trust myself. I really don't trust myself. How are we supposed to talk about what we need to talk about when I'm going to only be talking about Stanford?
You know what?
It's okay.
I appreciate the self-awareness in that, Janae. I really do. Yeah. Because like I said, if I were in your position and Notre
you
Dame
wouldn't
football
be here.
Won a national title, I wouldn't be here. I would be J.R. Smith shirtless, drunk somewhere in a ditch with no idea how I got there. So.
And don't worry. Our show would be me with like the Zoom, like live on Zoom, just following you around.
Yes. I was going to say.
All the shenanigans.
The championship parade, which I know we had head coach Tara Vandeveer on earlier in the show. Check out the podcast if you missed that. Said that they're going to be doing convertibles today. I really thought, Janae, after what we saw in Tampa Bay, they would opt for boats, but you know.
And it's the Bay. Dang, missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity for boats, but we'll get there eventually. But we got a lot to get to breaking down this Sam Darnold trade. We're going to do it the only way we know how with some help from you. 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN, and coming in hot.
Your team got you down.
It's very sad and very frustrating.
We got you.
Because now is your time.
It is an absolute abomination.
Coming in hot with Janae and Golic Jr.
All right. Sam Darnold now heading to the Carolina Panthers. He heads there for a 2021 sixth and then second and fourth round picks in 2022. How we liking this fit? Let's go to Alex in Michigan. Alex, you're on Janae and Golic Jr. How do you like the new home for Sam Darnold?
Well, for starters, I mean, could Sam have asked for a better situation? I mean, first off, he's out of the New York media, so he's not going to be in the spotlight 24/7. Carolina's a really calm, chill, laid-back place. He's got Robbie Anderson there, who he already has a connection with. You got CMC in the backfield, who's going to be a great option for him when there's pressure from that O-line. Plus, Sam can move a little bit. So, I mean, if I'm Sam Darnold, I'm really happy getting out of New York.
Janae, I think this is my first takeaway from all this is Sam Darnold's got to be thrilled. I said this year that a new home and a new opportunity would be the best case scenario for him. And that Carolina factor is interesting. I remember when he was at Southern Cal still, going into his last year there, he did an interview with Marty Smith where I said, this is a guy who I don't think plays this position for all the attention that he's getting right now. He seemed a little uncomfortable with it. And so getting out of Los Angeles, New York, to a place like Carolina, going to be a different and I think less pressurized place for him to try and find his second wind.
That is an excellent point because, you know, when I was leaving Stanford, that's when he really started at USC. And you're right. This is a guy that when you think of USC, what do you think of? Like, both of us are, you know, we tend to say it's annoying, but it's tradition.
Like, we're used to that song.
I know, but like to go from USC where the expectation with sports are crazy, and then New York Jets, obviously, like the expectations are not necessarily as high. It just is that it's a spiral of just trying to figure themselves out. Now he's got a fresh start. And speaking on a day where I'm celebrating Stanford, Christian McCaffrey, no better running mate than him.
888-729-3776. Let's go to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on Chinay Ngola Jr. How are we liking this deal for the Jets?
I think the Jets came out winners in this. I mean, you know, you got your draft pick of Sam Darnold. When you first picked him up, you thought he was going to be your franchise guy. Turns out you were wrong, and now you're sitting here with the second pick to pick up somebody a lot better because you came out with picks also not for this season but two more in the early rounds next season. I mean, but you have Sam Darnold who – last time I checked, it was ranking like 36, 38 in multiple quarterback statistics. And last I checked, there's only 32 teams in the league. There's 32 starting quarterbacks, and you're ranking behind backups at this point. So, I mean, I think the Jets are coming out on the winning end of this a lot more than Carolina is.
I think the Jets with that second overall pick, and we appreciate the call. Certainly, you could argue with the haul that they got back more than people expected, but what situation the Jets are in, Chinay, is a first. This, according to Evan Kaplan, who does a great job researching here at ESPN, if they take Zach Wilson second overall, they would be the first team in the common draft era since 1967 to select two quarterbacks in the top three overall picks in a four-year span. Whoa. That is the kind of ineptitude New York's dealing with. Let's get to one more here from Eric in North Carolina. Eric, you're on Chinay Ngola Jr. How are we grading this trade, Sam Darnold to the Panthers?
A++. Love it. They're giving up next to nothing for it. Sam Darnold, yes, was not looking good statistically the past few years, but he's a great quarterback, and you got to remember he was under Adam Gase. So he's going to be free from Gase, tons of talent around him in North Carolina, and I'm absolutely loving the trade. Huge fan of it. Thanks.
Chinay, I think it's so funny when people say, and you have to remember he was under Adam Gase. Like, oh, man.
It's important, but we're also not going to say Sam Darnold's a great player. Sam Darnold's got great potential. He's been bad in his own rights in some spot. A lot of the Sam Darnold tenure, Chinay, has looked exactly like it was at SC. Flashes of greatness with some turnovers and spotty play in the middle, but he is going to the most consistent situation possible, one that's probably going to be without Teddy Bridgewater. I'd have to imagine he's either going to have to come back at a lower price or be on the move altogether after the way last season turned
out. Love your opinions. 888-729-3776. Grade the trade in which Sam Darnold is now with the Carolina Panthers, or call and give Stanford some love. I didn't hear any Stanford callers. It's okay. I will be patient. 888-729-3776 if you want to give love to Stanford as well.
I can say, Chinay, we just want someone to come in here and celebrate and let Chinay be great like this. By the way, thanks for everyone for coming in hot, brought to you by Fidelity Investments. We want to hear more of that because I think there are a lot of layers of this consider. We'll talk to Mita Kimes, our ESPN NFL analyst, coming up in just a little bit. I saw she was live on Instagram with Field Yates giving some instant reaction to this trade. And really breaking it down relative to their draft spot. Carolina is sitting with the 8th overall pick in the NFL draft. In a quarterback-rich draft, where we expect four quarterbacks to maybe go off the top. Coming up next, we'll tell you why it made exactly great sense for them to look at that situation and make this move next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Chinay Ngola Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.